We have been looking at e-scooters and government trials across the UK to have the devices on our roads, and it seems even on our pavements as well. Now, there has been pushback from members of the public around the scooters and the safety around them, and many charities, including RNIB, have their concerns. And Zoe Courtney is with us from RNIB. Thanks for joining us, Zoe.
Thanks for having me.
What are the main problems then that RNIB sees with the e-scooter trials or e-scooters themselves?
Trials for rental e-scooters are already underway in a number of areas around the UK, and the government is also considering legalising privately owned e-scooters. The main issues are because e-scooters are fast moving and hard to hear, that they're extremely difficult for blind and partially sighted people to detect. And it may not always be obvious to somebody who is riding an e-scooter that they are approaching a pedestrian with sight loss. So these difficulties in these two groups detecting each other make any interactions between the two groups potentially dangerous.
Have there been incidences perhaps during trials that have taken place so far where this has really been highlighted?
We have heard of a few incidents, yes. So it is something that we are concerned about. And we're particularly concerned that at the moment there is a real evidence gap. Because of coronavirus, people are not leaving the house as frequently as they might have before. And this has left us in a situation where we don't really know enough about the impact that e-scooters have on blind and partially sighted people.
Apart from the obvious concerns around e-scooters being used, I mean, they are supposed to be on the roads, but let's face it, they have ended up on paths and pedestrian walkways as well. Are there also concerns around the rental of them? Because they can sort of be left almost anywhere on the streets, can't they?
Yeah, that is a real concern that we have. The fact that where the vehicles are parked, it's something that we are worried about. We have recommended that docking stations are the best option, but that may not always be possible, particularly in the e-scooter trials. So how the issue of parking is enforced is a real issue.
It's not just blind and partially sighted people that could be affected by this negatively. I suppose a lot of people and pedestrians in general could be as well, because as you said, Zoe, they can be quite fast, they're very heavy. There's a lot of potential for some serious accidents here.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who uses pavements obviously needs those pavements to be clear and obstruction free. So if e-scooters are left poorly parked, obstructing pavements, that is likely to cause an issue for a lot of people.
There has been a lot of discussion with RNIB and other charities and the governments and councils as well around this, but you are still looking for support from the public as well. How does all that work?
So we really need the help of blind and partially sighted people around the UK so that we can make a strong case and ensuring that streets remain inclusive. These decisions are being made now about e-scooters, legalisation and the impact that they're having on people. So it's really important that we make sure the experiences of blind and partially sighted people are heard. So we have an online tool where you can share your experience with your local councillors if you live in an e-scooter trial area, or with your MP if you live outside of a trial area and have encountered a privately owned e-scooter. So taking our online action will help to make sure that your views are reflected in the decision-making process. We will also see your comments and we can use those to share and include them in our national policy work on this issue.
Now, there's no deadline for this, obviously, because the trials are ongoing, Zoe, but if people would like to get more information or perhaps they would like to submit evidence to their councillors or their MP, how do they do that?
You can share your experiences by visiting https://rnib.in/e-scooter. So that's not a normal web address, so I'll say it again. It's https://rnib.in/e-scooter. And that's e-scooter is E-S-C-O-O-T-E-R. Or if you don't want to write directly to your politician, but you would like to tell us instead, you can email us at the campaign's email address, which is campaigns@rnib.org.uk, with the details of your experience with e-scooters and where it happened.
Yeah, please do get involved in the campaign and do feedback that vital information as well. We will come back to this and bring you up to date on how it's proceeding. But for the moment, Zoe, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.